Spring Offensive. Halted against the shade of a last hill, they fed, and lying easy were at ease, and finding comfortable chests and knees, carelessly slept. But many there stood still to face the stark, blank sky beyond the ridge, knowing their feet had come to the end of the world. Marvelling they stood, and watched the long grass swirled by the May breeze, murmurous with wasp and midge. For though the summer oozed into their veins like an injected drug for their body's pains, sharp on their souls hung the imminent line of grass. Fearfully flashed the sky's mysterious glass. Hour after hour they ponder the warm field, and the far valley behind, where the buttercup had blessed with gold their slow boots coming up, where even the little brambles would not yield, but clutched and clung to them like sorrowing hands. They breathe like trees unstirred. Till like a cold gust thrills the little word, at which each body and its soul begird and tighten them for battle. No alarms of bugles, no high flags, no clamorous haste, only a lift and flare of eyes that faced the sun, like a friend with whom their love is done. O larger shone that smile against the sun, mightier than his whose bounty these have spurned. So soon they topped the hill, and raced together over an open stretch of herb and heather exposed. And instantly the whole sky burned with fury against them. Earth set sudden cups in thousands for their blood, and the green slope chasmed and steepened sheer to infinite space. Of them who, running on that last high place, leapt to swift unseen bullets, or went up on the hot blast and fury of hell's upsurge, or plunged and fell away past this world's verge, some say God caught them even before they fell. But what say such as from existence brink, ventured, but drave too swift to sink, the few who rushed in the body to enter hell, and there outfiending all its fiends and flames, with superhuman inhumanities, long famous glories, immemorial shames, and, crawling slowly back, have by degrees regained cool, peaceful air in wonder. Why speak not they of comrades that went under? Anthem for Doomed Youth. What passing bells for those who die as cattle? Only the monstrous anger of the guns, only the stuttering rifles' rapid rattle can patter out their hasty orisons. No mockeries for them from prayers or bells, nor any voice of mourning save the choirs, the shrill, demented choirs of wailing shells, and bugles calling for them from sad shires. What candles may be held to speed them all? Not in the hands of boys, but in their eyes shall shine the holy glimmers of goodbyes. The pallor of girls' brows shall be their pall, their flowers the tenderness of silent minds, and each slow dusk a drawing down of blinds. Futility. Move him into the sun. Gently its touch awoke him once, at home, whispering of fields unsown. Always it woke him, even in France, until this morning and this snow. If anything might rouse him now, the kind old sun will know. Think how it wakes the seeds, woke once the clays of a cold star. Our limbs, so dear achieved, our sides, full-nerved, still warm, too hard to stir. Was it for this the clay grew tall? Oh, what made fatuous sunbeams toil to break earth's sleep at all? Strange Meeting. It seemed that out of battle I escaped down some profound dull tunnel, long since scooped through granites which titanic wars had groined. Yet also there encumbered sleepers groaned, too fast in thought or death to be bestirred. Then, as I probed them, one sprang up and stared with piteous recognition in fixed eyes, lifting distressful hands as if to bless. And by his smile I knew that sullen hall. By his dead smile I knew we stood in hell. With a thousand pains that vision's face was grained, yet no blood reached there from the upper ground, and no guns thumped or down the flues made moan. Strange friend, I said, here is no cause to mourn. None, said the other, save the undone years, the hopelessness. Whatever hope is yours was my life also. I went hunting wild after the wildest beauty in the world, which lies not calm in eyes or braided hair, but mocks the steady running of the hour, and if it grieves, grieves richlier than here. For of my glee might many men have laughed, and of my weeping something had been left, which must die now. I mean the truth untold, the pity of war, the pity war distilled. Now men will go content with what we spoiled, or, discontent, boil bloody and be spilled. They will be swift with swiftness of the tigress. None will break ranks, though nations trek from progress. Courage was mine, and I had mystery. Wisdom was mine, and I had mastery. To miss the march of this retreating world into vain citadels that are not walled. Then, when much blood had clogged their chariot wheels, I would go up and wash them from sweet wells, even with truths that lie too deep for taint. I would have poured my spirit without stint, but not through wounds, not on the cess of war. Foreheads of men have bled where no wounds were. I am the enemy you killed, my friend. I knew you in this dark. For so you frowned yesterday through me, as you jabbed and killed. I parried, but my hands were loath and cold. Let us sleep now.